Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this, where are we? On this Wednesday morning, April the 26th, 2023. 13 minutes past the hour. I just got a message from somebody where I had said the wrong name. I called somebody Jimmy, who's Johnny, but there you go. Boy, we have had an interesting couple news days here on the program. Now, something else I will say is apparently the Radio Gremlins got in our system this morning, and we lost Ray for about 2 minutes. It wasn't very long at all. It popped back up pretty quick. So I hope you got to hear the majority of that interview. I think there was a lot of interesting information in there. Now turning to yesterday's news on the program, we had a very interesting morning yesterday, to say the least. We had the mayor on, and he shared his thoughts on the bond rating here in Marion being downgraded. And we had Sue McGowan on, who spoke of an incident Monday night, an alleged incident that happened at the city council meeting. Now, essentially what Sue said yesterday on the program was that after the meeting was over, after the gavel had been hit, that Bill Collins came back to her and kind of got in her face and asked about a question or asked about a comment that was made Mr. Creepy about some of his signs, and then Bill went to grab her arm at one point, and Sue took two steps back, and that was kind of the incident, and she had called Sheriff Bales, and that's kind of where we left it off yesterday. And I said if Sue heard back from Sheriff Bales, I hope that she would let us know. Now, since then, just to get all sides of the story, we did get a response from Bill Collins, so I want to read that on the air right now. Here's the response to from Bill Collins in regard to the comments made by Sue McGowan. Scott, I am running for mayor because I believe in this town. I was born and raised in Marion, and this is where I want to be. I want to run an honest campaign and share my thoughts on how I believe we can make a difference for all of us in Marion. My opponent has decided to go the negative route and post some derogatory comments that are unnecessary and untrue. I want to work on my campaign and not react to all of the things my opponents are trying to do. All of that being said, I will address a situation that has come from my opponent that is based on complete untruths, and I want to share with you the posts that she recently made on Facebook and address the allegations. My opponent, Sue McGowan, has accused me of assaulting her at the end of the Marion City Council meeting, and this is completely untrue. I spoke with Sue briefly at the end of the meeting about a recent post she had made on Facebook of one of my ads with Mr. Creepy written on it in big white letters. She made these false allegations on Facebook, as well as during a call-in interview with Scott Spears on WGH Radio. I don't believe McGowan counted on the fact that Council Chambers has video cameras and records the meetings. In fact, she told Scott Spears that there were not cameras. I have obtained and provided the video of my interaction with McGowan and believe that it stands for itself and shows that McGowan's entire story is a fabrication and an attempt to create a story for herself to help her campaign. I really believe this is not the way to run a campaign, but once again, I will put all of my focus on Marion and ensure that the community knows where I stand and what I want to accomplish for the city of Marion. And that was the statement released yesterday from Bill Collins in regard to the Sue McGowan interview on this station. So there you go. Bill Collins says he did approach her about the Mr. Creepy statement. He did not deny that, but no physical altercation. And apparently there were cameras back there. And a matter of fact, I do know that there were cameras back there because later in the day I talked to somebody at City Hall, and there were cameras, and there is video of that particular event. So Bill is not being untrue when he says that. So there you go. That's what happened, and that's the response. Now, does anybody have anything to say about this? We've had a big couple days here news-wise. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have to say about anything about this whole situation? About what Sue came on and said yesterday had happened at Monday night city council meeting? About what Bill Collins is now saying in regard to that? Or anything else in general? Maybe something Ray Grogan said? Maybe something the mayor said yesterday about the bond rating being reduced? We'll be glad to take your phone calls, because this is hopefully like the town hall of the city. We want to hear what you have to say. So now that you've heard Sue's side, and now that you have heard Bill Collins' side, what do you think? 6 days left to go until the big primary next Tuesday. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on this entire situation? It's really a little bit unprecedented. I don't remember anything happening like this in a primary in Marion before. I'm not saying it hasn't. I just don't remember anything like that happening. But you've heard both sides. And apparently they are very differing points of view about what happened on Monday night. But again, if anybody would like to say anything about this, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Now, how about that interview yesterday with the mayor about the bond rating in Marion? Now, the mayor seems to feel that former auditor Robert Landon should be held to some account for the issues that the city of Marion is facing and the money that the city of Marion is losing on this whole problem with the city. Do you think that's true, false? Did anybody get any new information yesterday when they heard the mayor on this program? I thought he was interesting, and he certainly gave his take on what's going on here in the city. And Ray this morning, I thought, was very good. Told us what happened when he was out in Arizona, gave his thoughts on the indictment of President Trump, also talked about our Congressman Jim Jordan, talked about the city's bond rating. So I think we've gotten out a lot of information here in the last few days that hopefully is pertinent to the citizens of Marion, because that's what we want to do. So, there you go. The Sue McGowan and Bill Collins situation, the mayor being on yesterday, Ray Grogan being on this morning. If anybody has anything to say, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Or if anybody wants to complain about me, you can do that as well. This is your shot, 740-751-4038. Now, what I will say is I also did contact Sheriff Bales yesterday to see if he had any statement on this whole dust-up that was alleged to have happened at City Council. And Sheriff Bales said that he did try to contact Sue last night twice, but when I talked to him, he had not gotten any response from her, that he had left some messages. So that's as far as I know right now where that whole thing stands. There you are. And again, if anybody would like to venture an opinion, they're more than welcome. with 6 days left to go until the primary. 740-751-4038. All right. What else is on the agenda here this morning? Well, I want to thank Ted and Carol Jolliffe. Ted yesterday dropped off some newspaper clippings, which I always enjoy, the historic information here in regard to Marion. There's an interesting article in one of these newspaper clippings about who should be Marion Hall of Famers. And that's a fascinating piece about who should be in the Marion Hall of Fame. Now, of course, I should be in the Hall of Fame, right? Well, I think the bar is a little higher than that. But there are a lot of people certainly deserving to be in the Marion County Hall of Fame. And we hope that they get there or have already gotten there. So on and so forth. You know, there's an interesting article in one of these newspapers. Report, GOP lawmaker ignored abuse claims. And I think that is in regard to Jim Jordan. There's a picture of him there. But I want to thank Ted and Carol for giving me those articles. As I say, I do enjoy anything in regard to Marion history. So, thank you. Let's see. What else is on the agenda here this morning? Not a whole lot. You know, I said yesterday the Tiffin Flea Market kicks off, I believe, this weekend. And I said, I didn't get into it much yesterday because we had a lot of interviews. But, you know, I have the weirdest relationship with the Tiffin Flea Market, which is a huge flea market with all kinds of stuff. Now, the first time I went was 2 years ago. And I don't know what happened that day. I still, to this day, don't know what happened. I don't think I have allergies. But I had some kind of reaction there at the fairgrounds. That's the only time I can ever remember anything like that happening. So I did not stay very long at the fairgrounds. So I did not get to go around the whole thing. Then last year, which I would have liked to have gone back, I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't be around large groups of people at that time because it takes place from, I think, April through September. And I couldn't make it last year because of all of that. So that was year two being a fail on the Tiffin Flea Market. But this year, I think I will be there. Now, I hope the weather's going to be nice on Saturday. It's not looking very cooperative for me as far as Saturday goes. But it's something I have wanted to do for over 2 years now, going on 3 years. So I look forward to being able to enjoy that particular event. All right. Well, the other day I made it. Was it yesterday as well? I can't remember. Day to day, it's hard to tell. Yesterday, I made the comment. On Monday, I had made a lot of compliments about a lot of people. And I really don't plan what I'm going to say on this show. But on Monday, I was talking about last week. I had made a lot of nice comments about Abby. But on Monday, I said, you know what? I have had a lot of nice people in my life. They've always been great. I remember them for the happy times that I had with them, and I think without those people, it would not have been the same life. I mean, you count on your happy times, I think. And also, Bales calling in on Friday night, that was fun, and somebody had mentioned that to me in the grocery store the other day. So, you know, it's just a lot of good people. Michelle and everything she's done as far as Stewart's Root Beer and the remotes we've done from there, and just all these nice people who have always been so nice to me and done nice things. And essentially, they do make your life better because you can count on them, and they're just nice people. So I went through that list on Monday, and I think people got the impression that, you know, I just love everybody. Well, you know what? I don't hate anybody. I can tell you that. I never have hated anybody, though. I'm never somebody to really dislike anybody. I don't hold grudges. I'm not an angry person. But I will say this. I am not necessarily close with all of these people anymore. I certainly don't have, you know, phone calls and go out and get coffee with them every day. Not to say that my time with them was not a lot of fun, but, you know, I mean, sometimes things just unfortunately deteriorate away, even though you had good times with the person, they, for some reason, just don't hold up anymore. Now, you know, hope springs eternal. You never know. Hopefully things down the road get better with people. Or if they don't, that's okay too. But in general, I'm a happy person because I think of those events as happy times. And also right now is a good time. I mean, I think about what I was doing last year at this time, having to stay home all the time and not do much. I mean, that was no fun. So, you know, this year is 10 times better than last year. And I have no problem with saying that. But I think we do have to thank the people who gave us nice moments in our life, even if they were just for a period of time. I mean, why be negative? We're way too negative as a society. In general, we're too negative. We've got to be more positive. And I know it's hard to be positive sometimes. There are days when you feel like you've been through the ringer. And it's not fun to be positive because things aren't going exactly right. But, you know, you can find one thing that day that went positive. And hopefully everybody's able to do that day to day. And I think that's what I was doing on Monday. I was recounting friendships and acquaintances that were good at certain points. So I guess that's what I was doing in sort of my armchair psychology way. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, sure, buddy here. I know that I'm not a, in the city now, but I always enjoy listening about city things. And living in the county, I enjoy hearing things about the county. So I'm a flexible person, my wife and I, and all the people that you've had on and you talked about this morning are one thing made me realize, and like the lightning hit you, you know, all these people are young people, just like the candidates and stuff. Some's a little older than the others and everything, but the prosecuting attorney, Mr. Grogan, my goodness gracious, you heard him talk, and he admitted to his age. 40 years old, what a talent that man's got, and way to talk, and way to seem like his balance of law and stuff there is to his most ability he's going to do, and that's something. He's been around for a while, and still considering and thinking that way and letting the public know it. It's great to hear people like that and the thing. And the little spit spat between the two other candidates, but they had both of them handle it, in my opinion, what I've heard and this and that. But that's just if I was a referee and just put my hands up and just let bygones be bygones, that turned out well too. So.
Well, and I agree with you 100%. Ray has been on with me several times. He's usually pretty easy to book on the show. I like talking with him. I don't think he ever holds anything back. I think he's got a great career ahead of him, and nothing negative to say there, that's for sure. But I thought the mayor yesterday, who's not an older guy, I thought he did a fantastic job yesterday explaining the whole bond rating and everything of that nature. And then we got the two candidates who got into a little dust-up and... You know, I guess that happens.
Well, I've been fortunate enough to talk to Scott Sercher back and forth a few times in public and knowing him, and he wouldn't be a stranger if he walked up and knocked on my door. I'd say, hey, come on in. You know what I mean? That's the well enough I know him. He don't know me that well, but he knows the name and the relationship I had with people that concerned Marion. But anyhow... here's the thing I really wanted to put over, that here with Carol and I, we got a son that's gonna 60, and another son that's 4 years different. And I thought, man, those guys are old compared to the people that's running, per se, coming up through the ranks of running the county and the city. And the older people think, well, you know, boy, we didn't hear this and hear that. But times are changing so fast, and you don't realize it, but I'm realizing it, Carol and I, day by day, and seeing and hearing and what's going on, this and that, and we hear very little and see very little, but boy, what you see is a pretty good map work of what's going on all over the globe. But you know what? It's still enjoyable, and I still believe in whoever is elected and stuff in different things. They're going to be elected by people, probably a lot of them our age, because there's a lot of people on this earth that's still in their 80s and 90s, and I mean a lot of them. So old times was good times, and people thought really good about things, but things are changing so fast, so the younger people, like we're talking about and stuff per se, that they are going to run it, and we're going to prosper, but we won't be here to see it. But some of the young people I talked to, I said, no, you're thinking wrong. It's going to be great, and it's going to always been great, and it's going to continue being great. And they said, I don't think so. I said, well, everybody's got their own opinion, but I believe in it, and what comes down, you know?
Well, and that's kind of what I was trying to say this morning. When I ran through the list the other day of people who've been nice to me and who I've had good times with, now, I'm not necessarily saying I see a lot of these people now, or that necessarily that we're on the best terms. We're not on negative terms, but, you know, be positive. I mean, if you can find one positive thing going on in your life every day, I think that's good. I think, you know, not every day is whipped cream and candy bars, but it can be. Why be depressed?
Well, there's millions and millions and millions of young people that if you ever heard about it, you'd say, I can't believe young people are doing it. They're so much more mature, and they got more ideas. They got more devices to hear and to visualize and balance the scales without this and that. But they're out there, but all we're hearing about is all the other turbulence that's going on, and it just leads the airwaves and the TV and all that stuff, and it just overrides it. But if I know there's an awful lot of people that's in our age group, and I'm talking going back in the 70s, coming right up, that they've seen all this stuff also, but they evaluate it, and we know it's out there, and that's the people that's going to be running the country, and if there's millions of them, young people, you can bet on it. America's still going to be great.
I think you're right. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
And you know what? I think that's part of it. And, why be negative about the future? You know, you never know what the future is going to bring. I mean, it's certainly possible that we could have some bumps along the way in the future, but it's also possible that we could have a perfectly fine time and everything could turn out just perfectly. So, you know, why not try to feel that way? 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. 36 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. And by the way, I do also want to say again, because sometimes I've said this, and I think it gets misinterpreted, that if you are suffering from a depression, now that's different than being depressed every day. If you're suffering from a depression, I mean, that's a problem. And hopefully you can get some help for that, and that will help you along in your everyday life. Now, whatever kind of help you want is, I guess, dependent on what you feel is necessary. But everybody's got choices. Everybody's got choices to make every day. And one of the things, you know, one of the choices I make every morning, and I think about this when I get out of bed in the morning, I think, today is going to be great. I'm going to get to get up. I'm going to get to question people, and I'm going to get to talk to people doing this radio program. And that's been going on for a long time now. Now, how in the world could I be upset any day of the week? It's fun, and I work around fun people, and there's not a day that goes by. I'll tell you what, if I woke up absolutely depressed in the morning, and I got up and I did this show and I went to the work and the jobs that I go to and I have the friends that I have, how in the world could I be depressed? It just wouldn't happen. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I just wanted to comment. I missed out the last couple of days. I had to have a procedure done down in Riverside, so But I just wanted to say I agree with what you're saying and what that, what is his name, Ted, the older gentleman?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you and the stuff that he was saying, too. I did miss out on the last few days.
But everything good?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be all right. Just a little. I have enough trouble trying to use my cell phone with two hands, and now I have to try to use just one. So for a few days until I can bend my wrist and stuff. But it was good news, and you know, just gonna be able to be taken care of medication wise.
Good. So. Good. Well, I'm glad to hear everything's good.
But I agree with your attitude and Ted's attitude.
Wait, thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And best on the healing there. Again, phone numbers are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So I guess the story this morning is be happy. You know, just try to enjoy every day and make the best of it. And I'll tell you something. You know what? Weather does play a part in that. You know, this weather this week has been very up and down. Now, we get sunny moments. But on the whole, it certainly is not as great, I think, as maybe we would hope it to be. And also, by the way, people in your family can be, you know, if you've got a sick kid or if you've got a sick adult or if you've got a sickness yourself, that's difficult. You know, it's hard to get up on those days and plow through it. But I think most people do. So that's all I got on this. Okay. What's the next? Oh, you know, we didn't do the compliment of the day yesterday because we had all the guests on the program. So I got to come up with a good compliment today on this Wednesday morning, midweek here. All right, let's see. What is going to be today's compliment? Now, the other day, our compliment of the day was that she generally cares. That was the compliment for Abby the other day, that she generally cares. Now, today's compliment, we're going to try to be a little, it's middle of the week. You know, you want a nice softball compliment. So today's compliment's going to be, what could be a nice thing to say today? You know what? I don't think I've ever used this as a compliment, so I'm going to use this today. She listens to the program. And as you know, I am partial to anybody who listens to this program. And I certainly appreciate Abby for listening to this program most mornings. I mean, most mornings, she'll tell me if I'm doing something wrong, so I know she's out there listening. Now, by the way, I want to thank everybody who sent me an email or a message when we had the little hiccup in the Ray Grogan interview there. That tells you how many people are out there listening. So thank you to Bob, and thank you to Mary, and thank you to Sue, and everybody who was out there listening who sent me and Abby, who said, hey, you're off the air. Something's not going right, but it's nice. It's nice to have that many people out there listening. All right. We had a Family Feud question the other day. We got three of the answers, but we did not get the final answer. Now, here was the question. Name something naughty you did as a child and were caught red-handed. Now, that was the question. Now, the answers we got stealing, lying, and smoking. But there was one answer left. Does anybody know what that one answer left is? We've got 18 minutes here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something naughty you did as a child and were caught red-handed. Stealing was one. 37 people said stealing. Lying was number two. 12 people said lying. Smoking was number four. 6 people said smoking. The number 3 answer is still here. Does anybody know what the number 3 answer would be? Name something naughty you did as a child and were caught red-handed. Something you did naughty as a child and were caught red-handed. Now, I think we got the obvious one, which was stealing. Now, 37 people said stealing. Now, lying, obviously also a popular answer. That was number two. 12 people said lying. Smoking was number four. I know a lot of people got in trouble for that when they were younger. 6 people said smoking. But what could that number three answer be? That is what we did not get the other day. Something naughty you did as a child and were caught red-handed. Does anybody know what that fourth and final answer is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Stealing, lying, and smoking are the ones that we have on the list. One answer left to go. Who's going to be the person who's going to slide in this morning with this final answer? It's an interesting answer because it's got more, it's higher up on the list than smoking. What could you do naughty as a child, a naughty act as a child, that you were caught red-handed doing? What is that? Does anybody even have a guess? Kind of a tough answer here. I remember the other day when we started this, I think it was Monday, it was kind of hard to get an answer to this. A little difficult here. Does anybody know the answer? 740-751-4038. Name something naughty you did as a child and were caught red-handed. Well, stealing, lying, and smoking are all taken. Go ahead, caller.
Hello out there. Did somebody say, like, go past curfew, stay out too late? I don't think I heard that, but I've not heard the entire shows.
You know, I don't know if a curfew would fall under lying or not. It's not on the list, but this is a tough one, I think.
So it's not something obvious. I mean, it's not the drinking or drugs or taking the car without permission. It's none of the obvious things.
No, not really anything like that.
I mean, you know, a more modern answer would be, like, if you use the computer or, you know, this happens in my business, infecting the computer because you were going to places that you shouldn't have been going on the computer and having the computer basically turn into a paperweight. But that's probably not there. But that's just one that I personally seen.
No, I don't see that one on the list. The last one, there's only one left. There were only four altogether. And the last one's interesting because you really have to think back to your childhood. Something you did as a kid.
I didn't really do anything. I stayed out, like, without telling my mom where I was. Like, I used to go to Gold Circle when we had Gold Circle. I remember that once with a friend. His mom didn't care, mine did, and she yelled at me, but I doubt that's on there. But that's something that Adam did.
Well, no, but I think with this, what they're really referring to with this last question, I mean, you really have to go to your childhood days, like probably prior to 10 years old. What is something you would
prior
have done?
10 years old?
Yeah, I would say this would be more young kiddish.
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's not like going on a date, that permission, that's kind of like curfew.
No, nothing about dates or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'll try to find it, but certainly, I don't think, I guess I wasn't bad enough, Scott. You probably weren't. You don't
know. No,
it's who would defy his parents.
it's a stumper of a question because, I mean, obviously the obvious ones we've already got. We got stealing, lying.
Skip school, I'm sure somebody said that, right? That's more obvious.
What's that?
Skip school or do something.
Skip school, yeah, that probably falls under lying.
Yeah, I don't know. I could think of a controversial answer that's very trendy. But I seriously doubt that's there.
Well, it's a very basic answer, I will say that. But again, it would be something you did before you were 10 years old. I mean, I can just picture this act being done by a young kid.
I mean, I would kind of torture substitute teachers because I was always smarter than they were, and I was smarter than the regular teacher in many cases, too, but I doubt that's there.
No, nothing like that.
You have me as a student, Scott, trying to outsmart you.
Well, I don't mind. You know, I like it when the kids are smart. I think that's a good sign. You want the kids. You don't want the kids to not know anything.
Worst they wanted was not only a kid who was smart, but a smart aleck. I'm kind of both. So,
well, you know, I don't know. You know, here's something I will tell you. In all the years I've taught, whether it's been substituting or whatever, I have never had to send a kid to the office. Now, a lot of people don't believe that, but I never have. I've never had to send a kid to the office. I've never had to use any kind of discipline in that way. Now, I don't know why that is, but it just has never come up.
Yeah, I don't know. It probably test you being a good teacher. I mean, you're a great talker, great interviewer. Ron gave you an A+ for interviewing. Do you think you should apply for Tucker Carlson's job? Has that come up?
Well, Don Lemon has left a position open.
He was
Tucker
your
Carlson. Friend
at the Cleveland Convention, right? He was real nice, as I recall. He gave a nice interview about Donald Trump was a sensation. You wouldn't want your daughter to date him. I think that was Don Lemon, right?
No, I think that was Van Jones.
Yeah, Van Jones. Okay.
Yeah. So, no, but there are a lot of jobs open in jobs open in cable news.
Yeah, openings on CNN and Fox News. Are you going to apply?
Well, you never know. I mean, why not? You know, I don't know. Ann Fisher's leaving her job. Ryan Seacrest left his job. Rachel Ray's leaving. Dr. Phil's leaving. Don Lemon's fired. Tucker Carlson's fired. A lot of job openings in broadcasting.
Mr. Carlson's fired from WKRP? Well, you said Mr. Carlson. Oh, Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson.
I guess that is kind of interesting. Mr. Carlson from WKRP and there's Tucker Carlson.
Now, did you see the note this morning about Ray Grogan in the interview? At some point, now the beginning of the interview is on the studio computer, but we lost connection for a few. But I sent you.
I don't think it was more than about 30 seconds because I was listening, but I'll send my technical director.
When that happened, I flipped on the record. I wasn't running the recorder at home, so I flipped it on then. So the whole back end of the interview is taped, but I'm not sure. They just have to be spliced together so that.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. Mr. Collins's rebuttal. You know, of course, you heard the news guy talk about this too. Sue was quite delicious.
Well, what do you make of that story? You heard Sue.
I think I should call 1-800-95-JERRY. You know, maybe we should just do that.
Well, I mean, in the end result, you heard what Sue had to say yesterday, and you heard what Bill Collins had to say. I mean, what do you make of the whole thing?
I don't know. I told Sue this. I think a tough woman mayor would do great for Marion, and she seems very moderate. I mean, so politically, she's probably pretty close to myself, but I don't think political stances nationally are that important in a city the size of Marion. I like a law enforcement person, obviously, our police chief and sheriff. You heard me personally tell them at the cheesecake or fruitcake, whatever that was, event. I keep calling it cheesecake. Must be the Golden Girls or something that I'm thinking of. But anyway, they've done such a great job fighting crime and fighting the drug problem. Having another law enforcement person as mayor. Marion will be a place other places can look up to, cities of all sizes. Sue, her experience with the highway department, it's not elected office, but it's valuable. There are certainly issues with potholes and roads, and her knowledge would be great. But I do like Bill's law enforcement knowledge. Unlike some politicians, I don't think we should choose a person based upon demographic. But again, the idea of a tough woman who's had good experience working for governmental departments as mayor is appealing, and she seems very moderate. I'm not sure politically where Bill stands. I suspect, as I told Ron, probably a bit to the right of Sue, but not overly conservative. So he certainly would be favored, as he is the most well known. But we shall see. This certainly stirred the pot up, and just like with Donald and others, a little controversy sometimes helps. You know, I wasn't there, Scott. I don't know. I don't know what happened. But I think people should act like ladies and gentlemen, even if they don't agree. I certainly try to. You know, one thing about Glenn, he is a gentleman. But you don't have to agree with the guy. He and I don't agree on most issues. We agree on some, but he's always a gentleman to me, and as I like to think that I am to him. And we can still joke around. So that's a big plus for Glenn.
Well, it's interesting. It was an interesting dust-up yesterday.
It is a delicious landscape, and I see good in all three of the candidates. Sue is very personal. She's been such a great friend to the station, and that is important. You want to feel like the mayor is one of us. And, again, I see her as fairly nonpartisan, which I do like. Glenn certainly isn't nonpartisan. Collins, I'm not sure. I suspect he's moderate. So those are things to take into account. I certainly give I call him Scott number two, the current mayor. Give him a lot of credit. He's definitely nonpartisan. Again, you would never know what party he's with if it wasn't a D next to his name. He doesn't look at that as part of how he governs. How he feels as a man might be different, but it doesn't interfere with how he does things, and that's good. So, between him and Kellogg, it'd be 32 years, right, Scott? We've had two mayors, correct?
That's right.
I mean, a generation and a half, two very long-term mayors. And that's not something you see all the time. And but both are moderate. I mean, I know Jack mainly meeting him at the Fruitcake event. Great guy. Never heard anything bad about him. And I'll agree, a good guy. Seems like he'd be very moderate. So politically, I'm not sure if he and Scott number two really differ much. So I would be interesting to see if the mayor's personal political beliefs would affect how he or she would govern when elected. I think it's well established Bill Collins is the favorite, but last time, many times we've said someone's a favorite, look what happens, a different person gets elected. So as my mama said, don't count your chickens till they hatch. And controversy, I think it helps, but I don't like something involving a physical altercation. And this could make Sue look tough. It could make her, it could go multiple ways. And I'd like, I wish get Bill on, even just get them together in the studio together and talk about this, or get all three, do a debate with all three candidates. I mean, many things we can do, but as I was telling, you've listened to my show with Ron, a.k.a. Dr. Feynman, this is going to be a fascinating election, which I expect will get regional exposure, especially with Scott S. number two having run for treasurer and almost on the ballot for lieutenant governor. I think he has aspirations anyway. I mean, he's still fairly young, younger than I am, for goodness sakes. I think this will get regional coverage. It might even go to other states, as we have a interesting slate of candidates, to say the least.
Well,
and that's a positive thing. It's good to see Mary in the spotlight for something positive, even if it involves some controversy. Still a good thing, as I see it.
Well, it'll all
shake rambling and being wind type again, but that's how I feel. And I wish all candidates luck. They all have many attributes, and may Marion prosper and continue to be the great place that it is.
Well, we'll find out next Tuesday.
Yep, that's how we roll, Scott.
All right,
have a good day.
Thanks. Bye bye. All right, there you go, The World According to Adam. By the way, don't forget Linda Sims comes on when I'm off today, 10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then an Adam the Computer Guy episode from 12:15 until 1 p.m. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, with 4 minutes left to go. Does anybody have our final answer? Name something naughty you did as a child and were caught red-handed. Stealing, number one. Lying, number two. Smoking, number four. What is the number three answer on the list? Now remember, think back to your really early childhood. Like something you would do before you were 10 years old. 3 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say break your toys or somebody, maybe to get new ones or something.
Not breaking toys, but that's, kid stuff. Not breaking your toys, but definitely something, kid-like. Something a young kid would do. Maybe even a 5-6-year-old, something like that. Name something naughty you did as a child and were caught red-handed. Stealing number one, lying number two, smoking number four. What is the number three answer? 2 minutes left to go. 2 minute warning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Stealing, lying, and smoking. What a trifecta that is. But what is the fourth and final answer here this morning? Name something naughty you did as a child and were caught red-handed. Think of yourself as a 5 or 6 year old child. What were you doing that maybe you would have got caught doing that would not be a good thing? What would that be? 740-751-4038. Well, stealing, lying, smoking. What is number three? Stealing really took the cake here. 37 people said stealing. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Pee in the bed?
Not peeing in the bed. Good guess.
Okay.
Not peeing in the bed. But, you know, again, those are problems that young kids have. It's more of a young kid problem than anything else. We're in the final minute here. Don't forget, Voice of a People, 10 a.m. till 12 noon today. Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 to 1 p.m. All right, this will probably be our last call this morning. Let's see if we can get it in here. Go ahead, caller.
What about accidentally breaking something?
Not breaking something, and I think that brings us to the end of the program today. So glad you listened. We'll be back tomorrow, 8:15 to 10 a.m. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper.
Listen to me. But if your friends want to buy that book, and I ain't making a dime on it, I tell you that. I don't give a damn about the money. Let them go to Amazon. It's a cheaper, and it's a great book because it's honest, and you're going to do a lot of laughing. And the only reason I wrote the book, because people who have no life are writing books, and they're boring. If you don't